I think it's an important decision of the government to recognize that the humanitarian phase is not over. And from a coordination point of view, it means that the mechanisms that the government have put in place that the international community is supporting and working within remain in place. And as such, we can continue focusing on the response and making sure that people get what they need and not have to start getting used to new governance arrangements. So I think it will have a positive effect.
So why is it necessary to keep this going? What can you do in an emergency that you can't do normally?
Well, I think that, again, the response has been coordinated through the government, through the Minister for the Disaster Management, and that sort of centralizes the governance structure and I would say it makes it easier for the partners working with the government to have a smooth continuation of the response. And of course, it also allows the government to centralize some of its decision making, and it allows the ongoing functioning of the Disaster Management Council and the Emergency Operations Center. So, in effect, it makes it easier to work together on making sure that people get the assistance that they need.
I realize I'm probably going to ask you, this is going to sound like how long is a piece of string, but how long is it going to take before the affected areas get back on their feet in any recognizable way? Or do we just not be able to tell at the moment how long it's going to take?
Well, I think we have to take a measured view on that. They are getting back on their feet, and they've been getting back on their feet since day one. What does it mean to be fully recovered? Well, that's probably going to take a while. But it's important to see that there's progress both in the relief operation, but also within the communities themselves. When you go out to affected communities, it is the sound of hammering. It is the sound of reconstruction that you hear. But, of course, it's going to take a while. Some of the communities are severely destroyed or affected, and the houses are gone, and they really need to be rebuilt. In some areas, they're talking about relocating villages to safer spots away from the shoreline, etc. So it will take a while, and notwithstanding Pacific resilience and the resilience of the Fijian people, of course, this is a disaster of such a magnitude that it will be a while before everything is back to normal, if ever.
That's the whole point, isn't it? This is a disaster of unprecedented magnitude in Fiji, possibly even in the whole Pacific. This is a very, very severe challenge for Fiji, isn't it? It's going to take a long time for it to get back to normal. If, as you say, perhaps not necessarily ever be back the way it was.
That's true. And hopefully one could say that the areas that will not be back to the way it was are the areas that can be improved. So building back better, for example, making more disaster resilient and resistant structures, that will be some of the areas that will not be back to normal. And that is, of course, something that the government and partners are advocating for. But no, it will take a while. And meanwhile, we have to remember that the cyclone season is not over. So all the attention to Fiji, of course, is now. And we have to do everything we can, but there could be other cyclones coming our way in the near future.
Oh, God, don't say that. We don't need another one, that's for sure. Do you have enough money? Is there enough money flowing in, or is there a shortfall? I mean, one of the things that happens when there are big significant disasters like this is compassion fatigue sets in, and the flow of money sort of dribbles out after a while.
That's true. And again, we have to maintain the attention to Fiji for as long as we can. The United Nations and its partners, together with the government, launched a flash appeal for immediate humanitarian needs. That appeal is only about a third funded at this stage, with some significant gaps in critical areas such as shelter and water, sanitation and hygiene. So I would say no to your question about whether there's enough money. It's important to continue to donors in particular, to continue to look at the priorities that have been set by the government and by the community, humanitarian community, and make sure that funding is available to cover those critical needs as we move also forward towards the recovery phase.